Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. This is the broadcast for June 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Second hour, hard-hitting talk continues. The goal to promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property, front and center. Center stage, if you will. A summary of last hour. We talked about Rand Paul saying voter fraud's real. We talked about a troubling prediction. They say civil war might come in America. That's the liberals. An extreme New York congressman said that. I'm saying that. We're saying it for completely different reasons, but Americans, according to all kinds of polls, are believing that, hey, we might have a civil war in America, man. The divides are too great. Some are saying, will there be civil war if Republicans take control of the U.S. House? My answer, I don't think so. Not something that simple. But you know what? There might be civil war if we continue to let the divides continue in America. It won't be one specific singular issue. But the disagreement on facts relating to everything will be at the core of this. Okay? So I say there's no such thing as this critical race theory. It's bogus racist teaching. They say it's essential because you're a white person. Of course you don't understand it. You're fundamentally a racist. So the debate is, they claim I'm a racist and that I'm so ignorant of my racism. It's so systemic, so ingrained, I don't even notice it. Well, how are you going to win an argument like that? They claim the facts are with them. I claim the facts are with me. It's kind of like, does God exist? The naysayers say no. The faith folks say yes. But you can't prove it either way. So how do you deal with facts? We have so many fundamental divides about gender. I say there's two genders, male and female. God created them. Science backs that reality check. They say you're so crazy, you're peddling fake news. I say show me the facts. They say you're a hater. You're evil. You hate us. I say, no, I don't hate you. They know I don't, but now they have got me off the base, off the discussion points. Well, anyway, it just goes on and on and on like that. And this divide is going to cause problems. Hey, there's election fraud. No, there's not. You're a nut. Hey, there's climate change. No, there's not. Oh, you're a nut. Every fault line they can find. And the fault lines are gaining not only in divisionary polarization effects, but in terms of the number of things, pretty soon we won't be able to agree on anything. We won't even be able to talk about anything. Red states, blue states, Republicans, Democrats, right, left, transgender, whatever, gay, straight, male, female. None of these things we can agree on. And you can't have a nation that doesn't have a set of moral codes. That's the problem. And so I believe we're headed towards a civil war because of those things. At some point, the talking will stop. When the talking stops and the civility is jettisoned, what's next? We've already seen over the last several years violence in the streets every summer. Pray it doesn't happen this year. We got to back away. We got to have a clarion call for civility. We got to stand for something. If we don't stand for something, we'll be in the middle of the road getting hit by traffic going both directions with indecision. We got to double down and stand for something in the culture war. We got to say, you know what? I disagree with you on gender. You believe gender's fluid. You believe there's many, many, you know, genders. The binary should be gone. I don't believe that. I believe in God's law. Male and female created them. Now we have this divide. We just disagree on the facts. The problem is when somebody wants to push or force their will on another. Right? Anyway, I digress. But there you have it. We discussed that last hour in quite detail. This hour, turns out that Elon Musk continues to work on buying Twitter. Time will tell if he's successful. I don't believe Elon Musk is a good guy. I believe he's a socialist. Most of his money has been made by partnering with government and stealing my tax dollars for his agendas of always the inventor. One of the richest men in the world, ladies and gentlemen. But Elon Musk now said that he is leaning towards voting for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for president in the 2024 election, and that he believes a red wave is a coming in 2022. Well, that's great. I appreciate that he thinks that. And I think Ron DeSantis, compared to a lot of people, would be good to vote for. But the problem is Ron's not even running yet. Many of the people that I talk to say Ron probably won't run in 2024. There's no point in challenging Trump. There's no point creating a showdown in the Republican Party. Let Ron run in 28 or whatever, 32 or whatever it be, and Ron can just be patient. I don't know what will happen with any of these people. I don't even know if Donald Trump will run again. Everybody else says, you know he will, Sam. That's just what he does. I don't know about that. Let me explain something that you need to know about Donald Trump. He will float everything, and he'll vet the possibilities of things when he's got these trial balloons out. He'll say something crazy and then watch the trial balloons, and if it's not going to fly, he'll back away from it. Trump, whether you like or dislike him, is very, very, very savvy and calculating. And I don't mean he's an evil guy. I just mean that he's wise enough to learn. You don't just do something because the repercussions could be so brutal and so swift, you don't want to do that. What you want to do is float trial balloons and really see. So Donald Trump hasn't decided if he's going to run or not. Some say, oh, he already has, Sam. I know he has. No, you don't. We don't have an announcement of any kind. He, at the last minute, could change his mind. What would make Trump change his mind? If he believes that he can't win. He might not run. So I don't know what will happen with all this. My whole point, though, is that Elon Musk thinks that Ron DeSantis is the guy. At least he's toying with that idea. And he believes there'll be a red surge. A red wave is what he's calling it in 2022. Is there a red wave? Well, whether there is or not, I just find that even when the red wave happens and the Republicans get in office, what you have is a few deep state Republicans that control the whole thing. And they shut down any real conservative Republicans, any real conservative constitutionalists. They're all shut down. Look at Rand Paul. Look at Mike Lee. Look at a few others. They're the best we've got, right? But these guys can't move the needle on any topic. They can have great conversations, and they can stand up for our cause, and we applaud when they do, and I commend them for their efforts. I'm not downing their efforts. I'm just saying it's not enough mojo to move the needle. For example, Rand Paul has been proving Anthony Fauci a flat-out dishonest liar, proven that he's taken big, big money, millions and millions and millions of dollars of conflict of interest money and patents and everything else, proven him to be a liar on multiple occasions on multiple topics. But yet, you know what? We're not any closer to getting rid of Anthony Fauci than we were under Donald Trump. Donald Trump might have complained about Fauci, but he loved him. He didn't get rid of him like he could have. In fact, he fast-tracked vaccines. Operation Warp Speed with Anthony, hand-in-hand with Anthony, Donald Trump did this. And now Joe Biden carrying out the same plan. So I appreciate that Rand Paul points out the truth with regards to Anthony Fauci. But it's not enough to move the needle, is it? See, I don't think so. It's not. It's not at all. Anyway, I'm not downing Rand Paul. I'm just highlighting we've got to have more people involved here if we want to move the needle towards our goal line. We just do. All right, so this whacked out article was written about me. Let's get straight to it. The guy is named Chuck Tanner. And Chuck Tanner works for this group, this education group. And I believe that what we said is accurate because he quotes a lot of it. Because he's listening to our radio shows. He's got some transcribing utility or tool. He transcribes the text. He listens to what we say, reads what we say, quote what we say in his articles, etc. So what we say is true, but the context is where, in my opinion, he spins a dishonest, dark narrative. All right? So here's the headline. CSPOA allied sheriff calls for electoral fraud task force Chuck Tanner. Now, the problem that I have is the whole headline is really dishonest, Chuck. And you know it is. Okay? CSPOA allied sheriff, that makes it sound like it's a military thing. Okay, we're not in the military, sir. We're private citizens. Okay? Let's get that very clear to you. We're not in the military. We're private citizens. And even the sheriff and elected officials are elected civilian servants of the public, okay? So don't say allied CSPOA sheriff. You're making it sound all militant when you know that it's not. Calls for electoral fraud task force. Now, that's true. We are calling for that, sir. That's factual. But what's not factual is the context. Let me dig into the article to make the point. He talks about Berry County, Michigan Sheriff Darleaf, who says militia may be necessary if redress of grievance not achieved. All right. Now, again, that's a little bit inaccurate. Okay. And the reason that I say it's a little bit inaccurate is because, yes, Darleaf did say something to that effect. But this article makes it sound like Sheriff Darleaf literally called out the militia or said that that's the next step. No one said that. That isn't accurate. What Darleaf was pointing to is I had highlighted, look, there's nowhere people can go for a redress of grievances anymore. There's nowhere we can go, folks. They shut us down in the courts. They shut us down at Congress. You can't even call and talk to your congressman if you want me to prove the point to you. If you try to get a hold of your sheriff, in most cases, you can't get a hold of anybody to prove the point. There's no redress of grievance. And so we said that at some point, if we can't resolve this in any way, eventually we'll need to do something else. What would be the next level? I'll talk about it. But I believe this is out of context. We'll talk about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Calling all patriots. Come meet a modern-day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at the Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah on Friday evening, June 24th at 5 p.m. There will be free food and drinks. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at UnitedWePledge.org.
So, you two are real actors, huh?
Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials. Yeah.
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry. They'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the problem. This Chuck Tanner guy you're a part of the dishonest media. You're part of the dishonest media, sir. And you're a sleazy reporter. Okay? A sleazy reporter. I want to say it again. Because you know what? You're not being honest. At all. So we challenge you to a debate on air live, Chuck. We challenge you to an on-air debate of the facts. Now you say, Sam, wait a minute. You were just talking about civility and being kind, and now you're going after this guy. No, I'm not going after this guy. He has every right to his opinion. He has every right to believe differently than me, and we can be peaceful and genuinely kind about that. But you know what? I have every right to set the record straight as well. Okay? And that's really where the rubber kind of meets the road here. So they say that a Michigan sheriff under investigation for his efforts to investigate election fraud. Now, let me ask you this question. You decide who's right, Chuck or me on this point. So Chuck says that Darleaf is under investigation. Why? Because he's investigating vote fraud. Well, you're talking about a legitimate sitting sheriff. He has every right and the authority to investigate vote fraud if he believes the law is being broken within his county, within his jurisdiction. So why is he being investigated for investigating this? But the point that Chuck is making is, look, this guy's already under investigation. What that does when you say that, if you're not careful in the way you write it, it makes it seem like somehow the sheriff is wrong and those who are investigating are right. But they say then this sheriff that's under investigation, see, that's kind of a dishonest narrative, because we could say, well, wait a minute, all the election officials and the whole state of Michigan is under investigation too. But see, Chuck didn't highlight that. See how it's one way, one manipulated way? They're all investigating each other, aren't they? Yeah, so to highlight one side and not the other is dishonest, Chuck. That's where you're a sleazy reporter. Has called for a creative, or for creating a sheriff's task force to investigate vote fraud or such allegations in the state. Now, what's wrong with the sheriff saying that we would like to get a task force to investigate vote fraud? What's wrong with assembling a team for that purpose as the sheriff? Nothing. But when you say a sheriff under investigation is putting together a task force and he's an allied sheriff there, see what you're painting this picture? Then Chuck lies again and says this, that Darleaf is explaining that he would like the far-right Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA, to handle money for the project. Now, that's true. He did say, could the CSPOA help with the money? He said, my staff is overwhelmed, and we don't have the ability to handle this money. And so we'd like the CSPOA to kind of help fund a task force like this so that it would stay outside of the sheriff's department and so that he wouldn't have to draw on his citizens' money for this investigation. Now, I get it. I understand what Darleaf is saying. But what this guy's trying to do is say that Darleaf is asking the far right CSPOA to do all these things. Wait a minute. If we're talking about what Darleaf said, he didn't call us a far right organization. When he asked us, he didn't say, can the far right please do this? That's the narrative from Chuck, this dishonest, sleazy reporter, adding far right organization there. They say then Barry County Sheriff Darleaf also indicated that the militia may be necessary if his project does not achieve a redress of grievance. And that's not exactly right. That's partially right, but not exactly. See, because he didn't just say, oh, if we don't get our way with this or that, that we need to bring out the militia. He just simply said if there's never a redress of grievance and we can't get it done any other way, eventually that might be the case. And that's exactly my point. We might end up in a civil war. That doesn't mean we're calling for that or wanting that at all. And that's the dishonesty here. He knows that we don't want that. He knows the sheriff's not really calling for the militia to come out. We're just telling you that at some point, if you look at the Declaration of Independence, at some point they had to deal with King George in a more escalated way because King George wouldn't quit. Will our government officials quit taking advantage of committing election fraud, doing all these things? If they will, then great. We can peacefully back off. Now, they say Sheriff Leaf's call to action. Again, a little bit of a dishonest narrative because they say he came in a June 14th interview on the Sheriff Mac show. And the CSPOA is... talk show or whatever you want to say, TV show, the Sheriff Mac show is co-hosted by none other than me, Sam Bushman. Leaf confirmed that he was under investigation by state authorities and that his own investigation is ongoing. describing, I've got one detective assigned to it. I've got a big caseload. Anyway, so that's what Darleaf said. But the problem with that narrative is, he said, I hope we have enough sheriffs to start and do a task force here in Michigan. But so now they're saying Darleaf confirms that he's under investigation. But are the mainstream press going to highlight that all these other people in Michigan are under investigation too? The election commission all the way to the governor? Is the Chucks of the World reporters, are they going to tell you that, hey, how many people are under investigation? The whole state of Arizona is under investigation. The whole state of Georgia is under investigation, right? All these election officials are under investigation. There's been court cases brought by Donald Trump, Mike Lindell, all these people. And you can say, oh, well, they've all amounted to be nothing. That's not true either. As Rand Paul wisely pointed out, look, the courts haven't even looked at this stuff. Congress never really dug into it like they were supposed to, right? So don't make it sound like there's a call to action and that Darleaf is calling out the militia. It's not even close to true. And don't make it sound like Darleaf is under investigation, but all these other guys are squeaky clean. Look, he investigated them, and they don't like it. So now they turned and just launched an investigation against him. That's all that's happened. But the narrative is dishonest. It makes it seem like Dar knows he's in trouble. Well, Richard Mack then responded to Darleaf on the program and said, are you saying that the sheriffs in Michigan are trying to form a task force? Or are you asking us to form a task force? The following exchange ensued, he says. Kind of strange words. I don't know that it ensued, but the following exchange happened, yes. Leaf, I'm asking for it, meaning for investigations and a task force. And there are some that I think are willing. And then again, you talk about funding and manpower. That's our biggest issue. Anyway, he says, I've got one county. They're trying to work on this task force. They're trying to work on the funding that we need to investigate. But Mac says, that's Richard, let's talk about the funding right there. That's where Sam Bushman, myself, jumps in. Now listen carefully, because this is where the dishonesty comes in. I say this, Sam Bushman, quote, in my mind, this is where the sheriff's posse comes in. Sheriff Mac. Mac said it could, you know. Sheriff Joe Arpaio obviously had some good investigators. And Sheriff Leaf knows he can create a posse and can draw upon them. But oftentimes, posse members with the talents necessary for these investigations are not available for free or volunteers. And we may not be able to get the top-notch investigators. So then we say, Sheriff Leaf, you agree that we don't want to put the money straight to the sheriff's office, but we want to go to the CSPOA, correct? Leaf said, yes. Because otherwise, I got to have somebody else, another person, manage all the money coming in. All right. Anyway, so that's that. Now, here's the problem. When I said that's where the sheriff's posse comes in, well, Richard Mack knew exactly what I meant and highlighted what I meant. But this dishonest, sleazy reporter took it out of context. He's making it sound like I'm calling in the militia, that I'm calling in and dovetailing on Darleaf's idea that we're all calling in the militia. An action call. But look, that's a lie. The sheriff's posse that I referred to, as Richard wisely pointed out right there on the air, comes from Joe Arpaio's sheriff's posse. And in Joe Arpaio's sheriff's posse, when it came to the birth certificate fraud of Barack Obama, he had a task force of volunteers that dug into that in detail. He had IT forensics experts all the way through, to people who went and conducted interviews and investigations and everything. Okay, these people weren't military. These people were peaceful citizens. They just had a background in IT or a background in investigating or whatever. But so this guy's making it sound like, because I called on the, quote, sheriff's posse, somehow we're calling out the militia. But that's not true. We referred to Joe Arpaio's peaceful posse as volunteer members as a way to have investigations without costing an arm and a leg for the taxpayers. That's all we're talking about. But see how out of context he put it? I'll prove my point further in seconds on your radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Uvalde, Texas school shooting massacre could have been stopped within 3 minutes. DPS Director Steve McCraw says at a Senate hearing Tuesday, the investigation revealed the door to the classroom in which officers waited for over an hour before entering was unlocked and did not need a key.
So the door was unsecured, and we've gone back and checked in our interviews, and did anybody touch the door and try it? No one had.
The U.S. Senate Tuesday reached a bipartisan deal on gun control for law-abiding citizens. The first major legislation on gun control in decades could be put to a vote by the end of the week. This legislation would give the government more control to take guns away from citizens it sees not fit. The vote was 64-34, with 14 Republicans joining the effort. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Air travel continues to be difficult. Various airports have reported long wait lines at check-in counters that often stretch to the outside. American Airlines announced that it would be halting service in 3 cities this coming autumn due to the ongoing pilot shortage. JetBlue also reduced flights throughout the summer over staffing issues. A special tribute will be on display for the Surfside condo collapse almost 1 year ago to the day.
An art exhibit will go up in honor of the tragic collapse at a South Florida condo exactly 1 year later. The Swamp Space Gallery in Miami is hosting the display on June 24th in remembrance of the 98 victims from the Champlain Towers South in Surfside. It's also honoring first responders. Surfside resident and local artist Oliver Sanchez says, as it's with a heavy heart, this installation reminds us that all life is precious. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right. So, Chuck Tanner, you're a dishonest, sleazy reporter, sir. You're part of the dishonest media. A sleazy reporter, we challenge you to an on-air debate about the facts, sir, because you're not being honest. So you make it sound like I called out the militia when I said, hey, the sheriff's posse can help with that. You're wrong. I refer to the Joe Arpaio sheriff's posse where they had volunteers help with investigations to save the taxpayers' money. And that's all I referred to. Well, here's the proof that Chuck is taking it out of context. His next heading on his article says the conversation soon turned to paramilitarism, at least on Darleaf's part. That's not exactly right, because he says this right after he says that I called for this. See how he spins it? And then he says Darleaf's part. Then he goes right back to Sam Bushman's name. Sam Bushman kicked it off with a question posed to Darleaf. Bushman, quote, we want to restore faith to the American people. And one of the most fundamental keys to freedom and to a republic is the responsibility to vote. And if that is destroyed, and there's no redress of grievance to resolve it, what do we have left, Sheriff Leaf? So think about that. I just said, hey, we have a responsibility to vote, folks, and it's sacred. And if we have that responsibility violated, if it's manipulated and fraud and we have no redress of grievance to solve it, What do we have left? What do we do? Now, that's an open, honest, fair question. That does not spawn militant ideas or anything of the sort, unless you try to tie that back to my statement about, hey, we got to call on the sheriff's posses to help with investigations. But see, you're tying that together in a lie. Sam's calling for the sheriff's posses. Darleaf's calling for the militias. They had a call to action. It's going militant. Sam's saying, if our redress of grievance, what do we have left? So Darleaf responds to my question. Leaf, well, what do you have left, he says, because he's pondering the question a little bit. Mac says, yes, sir. Leaf, boy, I almost, your posses, your militias. Because that's what it's going to come down to. If you go listen to what they're trying to do globally, if our government's involved in that, I don't know how we can not call that treason. Well, I agree with Dar. He's not calling down the militia, though. He's just saying, look, if this global agenda to take away our gun rights, to lock us down over vaccines, to commit vote fraud, to all these things on the table, man, if they don't stop this, it might come down to the sheriff standing up. But that's the same idea that I'm saying about this civil war that might take place that I pray does not, and I'm doing everything to avert. Where the Southern Poverty Law Center says 53% of Republicans think it's coming. 39%+ of Democrats think it's coming. So Mac says, you're absolutely correct, Sheriff Leaf. Thank you so much. He's not thanking him for calling out the militia. He's not doing anything like that. He's just simply saying, thank you, Sheriff, for pointing out that, look, we've got to start to stand up, and maybe the sheriffs and the sheriff's posses will have to investigate. And maybe the militia will have to help us if we have enemies, foreign and domestic, tampering with our rule of law and our elections. At some point, the founders had to go to the Declaration of Independence. At some point, will we be possibly driven there as well? I pray the answer is no. But again, when you have guys like Chuck Tanner attack me and pretend I've gone violent and militant, full well knowing that's an absolute dishonest lie straight from the pit of hell, I'm the guy that says we reject revolution, we stand for peaceful restoration. I'm the guy that teaches about the checks and balances. Richard Mack is the constitutional leader who used the rule of law to go all the way to the Supreme Court and prove Bill Clinton a lawbreaker. Bill Clinton violated the law and tried to force the sheriffs to do things which he had no authority to force. That's according to Richard Mack, the constitutionalist, and the Supreme Court agreed with Mack and disagreed with Bill Clinton. Who's disobeying the law, Mack or Bill? Who's pushing this hostile, forced-based agenda? Bill. Then the next heading says election conspiracy in January the 6th. See how you back this into? Now Sam called for the posse. Darleaf said it's inevitable. Mac said he agreed. Now the January 6th. Mac and Bushman continued to spin the election denial conspiracies undergirding the current activism in the January 6th nationalist insurrection. Now, wait a minute. First off, we're not spinning any election denial, anything. I'm not denying anything. We had an election. I'm not denying it. There was vote fraud. I'm not denying it. He's denying vote fraud. But we spin the denial conspiracies under January the 6th. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the fact is we were not at January 6th. We told people not to go to January 6th. I've told people over and over not to go into the streets, even though you have a First Amendment right that's being shut down. But I've warned people not to go into the streets because it'll turn out like Charlottesville. It'll turn out like January 6th. They will lay a snare for you and trap you and attack you and pretend you're the violent one. Okay, we've warned about this on the radio over and over and over and over. And now this guy's trying to spin it that we're going militant, that we're called for action. Now then they say, Mac, a former member of the Oath Keepers, claimed voter fraud was ubiquitous in 2020 and has been very prevalent in every election before that. I would say for the last 60, 70, 80, 100 years, it's been a long time, says Mac. And then he links it to CSPOA Richard Mack, Oathkeeper. And then he shows a picture of Richard Mack in the second row with Oathkeepers, a group deeply implicated in the January 6th insurrection. Now, this is where the dishonesty, though, is just off the charts. What do I mean? Well, Richard was on the Oathkeeper board. That's true. We're not going to deny that. We're not pretending it's not true. When Richard believed that it was all about keeping their oath of office, since that's what the CSPOA still stands for, hey, he was part of that, saying, hey, let's help them keep their oaths. Then when he learned a lot more about what the Oathkeepers were doing, Richard Mack left the board years ago. And Richard Mack's not out to attack Oathkeepers or anything else. We're just simply saying the CSPOA is going a different direction. Now, to assert that Richard Mack is still an Oathkeeper, to assert that Richard Mack endorsed what the Oathkeepers are doing is a lie. He hasn't been a member of the Oathkeepers for a long time. And what the Oathkeepers did on January the 6th and what we encourage people to do are completely 180 degrees opposite. The Oathkeepers said go to January 6th. We at the CSPOA said don't go. But this guy is mixing up this lie like Richard's still an Oathkeeper and he was somehow implicated in January 6th, even though he never went and even though he told everybody not to go. Chuck Tanner, you are part of the dishonest, immoral media. Shame on you. You're a sleazy reporter. We challenge you on the facts. Let's have a debate, sir. And why am I going after this guy when I preach civility? Because this guy is so dishonest that he's going to get people put in jail erroneously. How long will it be until the federal government, the FBI, comes to us and says, hey, you know what, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, according to Chuck Tanner and all these articles, you guys are going militant. It's an absolute lie. Mac then asked and said this, why do we use computers to tabulate votes in America? It guarantees the probability and possibility of vote fraud at every single election. That's right. It guarantees that threat will be there as long as we use computers, folks. There is no way anybody can have an honest election with that, he basically says. Mac continues that we should be sarcastic about the attorney general saying electoral fraud did not exist, that it wasn't enough to change the election outcome. An apparent reference to former AG Bill Barr's testimony that, hey, there was no election fraud. So Richard Mack says you're not going to investigate the greatest coup attempt in American history. The greatest crime is stealing the authority and power of the American people to choose their own representatives, Richard Mack says. Now, this guy's making a big militant push for this because he linked it to the Oathkeepers. He linked it to the comment that I made. He linked it all. He spun it up into conspiracy January 6th and the call to action. Well, that's a lie. All Richard Mack said is, hey, when we have computers, we can't trust the elections. That's all that was said there. And then with attorney Bill Barr, hey, we are mocking Bill a little bit because he says there's no election fraud. But even in Bill Barr's own comments, he brings up some concerns. Shall we talk about those? Yes, we shall in seconds.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So, Chuck Tanner, shame on you, sir. You are part of the dishonest media, a sleazy reporter. We challenge you to an on-air debate. Okay, he's not being honest at all. He's making it sound like just because Richard said, hey, the computers are a problem, and we don't believe we'll have a redress of grievance. We don't believe we can get to the bottom of this. It's a serious concern, and we'll never have honest elections with these computers. He mocks Richard Mack about this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he then says, when we talked about Bill Barr, shame on Bill Barr, because here's what Bill Barr said.
The election was not stolen by fraud.
The election was not stolen by fraud. Okay, you can have that opinion. That's fine.
And I haven't seen anything since the election that changes my mind on that.
Okay, well, then you haven't been looking, because in the news there's arrests and there's vote fraud arrests and vote fraud proven to be the case in many cases. So, Bill, you're just not caught up, my friend.
Including the 2000 Mules movie.
Now, he laughs at the 2000 Mules movie. Now, who's mocking who? We didn't laugh at Bill Barr. We just said we disagree with him and we think he's involved in a cover-up too, that he's lying. But he literally laughed at the 2000 Mules movie. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you decide, is Chuck and Bill right? Or does the 2000 Mules movie concern you greatly, as it should everyone?
Well, maybe you can assess that 2000 Mules and people are talking about that.
Well, I mean, just in a nutshell, you know, I just think the GBI was unimpressed with it.
Okay, so the GBI was unimpressed with it. That's the Georgia Bureau of Investigations relating to the vote fraud. But, ladies and gentlemen, so Georgia's not impressed with it. Does that impress you? So another government entity wasn't impressed either. Neither am I. We're all covering up this together. I'm not impressed with it. But you better be impressed with it, folks. There's evidence of crimes being committed.
And I was similarly unimpressed with it because I think I was holding my fire on that to see what the photographic evidence was, because I thought, well, hell, if they have a lot of photographs of the same person dumping a lot of ballots in different boxes, you know, that's hard to explain.
Okay, that is hard to explain, and that's exactly what they have, and that's the problem. Maybe you haven't assessed that. But see how they're spinning it? Ah, the Georgia government wasn't impressed. I'm not impressed. If they had real evidence or real photos, it might be a concern that would be hard to explain. Well, they do.
So I wanted to see what the photographic evidence was, but the cell phone data.
Now, hold on. He moves on to the cell phone data. He didn't answer if he saw the evidence. He just said, I want to see it. But he hasn't seen it, obviously. So when you say there's no vote fraud, but you say the evidence, if it's there, would be very concerning and hard to explain, but then you say you haven't seen it. See how Bill Barr, I'm sorry, is talking out of both sides of his mouth, and now Chuck uses that as the standard? Then he goes on to the cell phone data.
This is singularly unimpressive. I mean, it basically, if you take 2 million cell phones and figure out where they are physically in a big city like Atlanta or wherever, just by definition, you're going to find many hundreds of them have passed by and spent time in the vicinity of these boxes. And the premise that, you know, if you go by a box, you know, five boxes or whatever it was, you know, that that's a mule is just indefensible.
Yeah, with your manipulation, it's indefensible, Mr. Bill Barr. That's right. However, you're not telling the story. You're manipulating the story for your own dishonest, perverted agenda. And Dinesh D'Souza has challenged you to an open debate, and I've offered to moderate that debate, Bill, because you're lying. You're right. You're bound to have cell phones pass if in a big city like that. You're right. But let me tell you what you're not right about. You're not right about as soon as a certain cell phone passes, there's evidence of somebody stuffing ballots into a box. And that happening at more boxes than one consistently with the same cell phone device. And then it being done in the middle of the night. And then photos of taking pictures of stuffing ballots. And this happening repeatedly where you can see the patterns of somebody. In fact, the same patterns of cell phone use are being used against the January 6th so-called protesters or so-called insurrectionists. See, this is where we're not mocking, but we're just saying, look, this is dishonest by Bill. Bill Barr, you're wrong. The fact that these cell phone data matches photos, matches stuffing of ballot boxes, matches multiple ballot boxes at strange times in the middle of the night, you have witnesses. So why don't we go run this cell phone data analytics, look at the video camera footage, match that, and go interview these mules. We've got mules that testify in the movie that, hey, they did, and they did it for pay. See, this is where Bill Barr is kind of mocking it and laughing about it, going, I saw it. Doesn't change my opinion. It's unimpressive. If they had real pictures, it would be impressive. Well, they do. That's why there's some arrests already in Arizona, folks. So when Bill says he's seen nothing to change his mind, what about the arrests in Arizona, Bill? See, we need to debate these people. Chuck, shame on you for using that as if you have the moral high ground when you don't. So then Bushman responded to Mack's statements in the article and on the talk show. See, the quotes are accurate. The context is what's wrong. Bushman responded saying, quote, in New York, they have illegals voting and illegals on the voting rolls. And they say that's fine. We have 350,000 dead people on the rolls, on the voter rolls. This has been proven as well. How is this just petty vote fraud? How is this just not a problem? Right? That's the problem. They say, well, there's a vote fraud. They admit to it when they're forced to. But then they say, but it's not enough to change the election. That isn't the point. We're not saying that it did change the election or that it would. Yeah, the 2,000 Mules people believe they have enough evidence that would change the outcome. But we're saying in our press release at the CSPOA, hey, if 2,000 Mules is wrong, let's expose it. If they're right, we got work to do. Mack concluded, quote, if it didn't change any of the outcomes, then they wouldn't be doing it. It proves that the attorney general was an accomplice, and at the very least, he covered it up. That's right. That's what we're saying. Because that's the problem. When Bill Barr laughs at this, Bill Barr should say, I met with Greg Phillips. I met with True the Vote's Catherine Engelbrecht. I met with the CSPOA to get to the bottom of these things. But see, he's not doing any of that. He just laughs and mocks. Then they say the two, meaning Sam Bushman and Richard Mack, spent time mocking the Congressional January 6th committee. And on Bushman's account, quote, spinning conspiracy theories about the insurrection itself. Wow. Bushman cast the January 6th hearings as more like a reality TV show. Ladies and gentlemen, but it's not reality. Now they're peddling this through government-controlled media. Citing a recent... Okay, anyway, so they go on about that. All I'm saying is, yeah, I am saying that it's a sham. You have congressmen and senators and virtually all the whole side of the Republicans saying these hearings are a sham as the Democrats are going for them. And there's been all kinds of dishonesty that we've pointed to highlight our claims. All right. For example, they said that a cop got beat to death with a fire extinguisher. They used that in the impeachment hearings for Donald Trump even. It turned out to be a lie, a farce, not true. The Oath Keepers, on one hand, they say the Oath Keepers created an insurrection and wanted to go in, and that's a lie. We have evidence and video of the Oath Keepers helping police to safety. So there's both sides of the story is what I'm saying, sir. And if you want to put out your side, Chucky, baby, go right ahead. But don't attack my side as somehow I'm spinning conspiracy theories. You've got a conspiracy theory that this whole thing was planned by Donald Trump. Like your conspiracy theory that said Trump was in bed with the Russians. Neither are winding up true. Now, am I defending Trump? No, I'm not. I didn't vote for him. But I'm just telling you, there's a lot of innocent people caught up in the dragnet of January 6th. There's a lot of innocent people caught up in the dragnet of whatever it was, of the event that took place for, quote, the white supremacists or whatever, right? Then they say, citing a recent press release from Uma County Sheriff Leon Willman announcing that his office is in voter fraud. Mac declared in reference to that, somebody should take this to the party. That the January 6th, Donald Trump, and it goes on. Bushman added, I believe that government provocateurs literally created the insurrection. Whether Democrats or Republicans were involved in that, I don't know. See, I don't know who done it. But when you see the Revolver magazine and Ray Epps and the manipulation that took place there, even Congress in hearings is asking the same questions I am. Why am I the conspiracy theorist? Spinning conspiracy theories. Well, that's what was in Congress. See, this is what I mean by taking it all the way to the fundamentals. No matter what, I can't convince Chuck that I have legitimate claims or concerns or beliefs or views. Now, if he believes it's all conspiracy theory, he has every right to say that. What I don't think he has the right to do is making it sound like and writing articles, manipulating the public into believing that somehow I'm peddling violence. That isn't true. Now, the sheriff's network, he has that as his next topic. The interview also shed light on Mac's interactions with sheriffs. It talked about Mac appeared to be in touch with the Yuma Sheriff's Department. Yeah, I don't know why it appears that way. We told you we did. Mac asserted we have lots of sheriffs now, and we do. Bushman then talked about Mac going to Texas for training. Mac also claimed that the Yuna County Sheriff's Arizona's are having an impact beyond inspiring sheriffs, describing it as a wake-up call amongst sheriffs. That's factual. Mac claimed that Greg Phillips and some sheriffs would participate in a July 12th conference to boost the electoral fraud project. Anyway, then Chuck Tanner is an advisory board member and a researcher for the Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights. He works to counter white nationalism in the media and da-da-da-da-da. Now, my response to you, Chuck, is you're lying. You're dishonest about our goals. You made it seem like it was militant, conspiracy theory-driven, and just off the rails crazy, and look out because they're in bed with sheriffs and they're going to take on the whole country in a violent coup. You're a liar, sir, and it's not true. You're dishonest, and you know it. And I challenge you to an open debate. So now you got Dinesh D'Souza challenging Bill Barr to an open debate. And I'm challenging you, Chuck, to an open debate on the facts. We can disagree on things, Chuck. I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with you writing your little articles that have no comments if you want to. But what I'm telling you, sir, is when you start to suggest that I'm involved in some kind of violent insurrection act tied to January 6th and vote fraud, and that we're calling out the militia, that is an absolute blatant lie. How dare you? I called on a peaceful sheriff's posse to do investigations. I then said that I think Bill Barr's wrong, which I'm entitled to my opinion. But you're literally creating a dishonest narrative that will get people in trouble and hurt. And I would never do that to you, sir. I don't agree with any of your views, but I don't think you're an insurrectionist. I'm not going to make allegations that you are or that you might be without evidence. I will not do that to you, sir, and I suggest you do not do that to us. Shame on you. I am disappointed in your dishonest narrative, sir. What a disgrace that is. And that's a wrap. I'm Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen. You decide for yourself who you believe is telling you the truth or telling you lies. And you decide for yourself who you think is peaceful and who's violent. I stand on, we call for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We also have faith in this nation and say this nation shall endure. And then we turn to God Almighty, the Prince of Peace. And God save the Republic of the United States of America. That's where we stand, and we don't back down.